of the NBA's biggest stars is in hot water on the eve of the playoffs. Giannis Antetokounmpo was rejected for headbutting during the Bucks' penultimate regular season game against the Wizards.
They're going to toss it. Oh my gosh, that's not good.
The Greek freak and Portland's Damian Lillard scored a remarkable 61 points to get the Blazers over the line.
NBA Australia. Hey, Gun, that's right. It's NBA Australia. It's Thursday, August 13. Jeez, mate, it's almost Friday. Not that it fucking matters here in lockdown Melbourne. Anyway, I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer sometimes for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and literally whoever else wants to cross these palms with a bit of that folding stuff here in Larry Armour Studios, giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA Orlando bubble. Yep, breaking down, wrapping up every little bit of NBA action for you while repping Straya. Just a little bit, mate. That's what we do here. And Larry Armour Studios, look, it's a bit of a mess. The deli cut out. It's folded in half just over there. There's some healthy snacks from old mate just scattered around the joint. And she's apparently taken apart 87 fucking rubber bands. They're just in pieces around here. It's weird. Anyway, the NBA bubble's almost done. Today was Stanley Johnson Day and Moose Mike Muscala Day. So we're coming to the end of the the fraying end of the bubble. We've got two more days before we say goodbye to the Wizards, the Pels, the Kings, and two of the Spurs, Suns, or Grizzlies. So anyway, we do have, I think, seven of our eight playoff matchups basically locked in now, so we're going to talk about that as well as some wild games from today. There's going to be all the usual dumbassery. That's the knife, all mate, no mate, spud of the night, pants of the evening, better than Lonzo Ball, yeah, Nas, the unpopular opinion of the day, and a rip snorter Outback Takehouse, which has a multi-pronged flame grill take. There's also the Australian Player Watch, really quick one, and because it's Thursday, though, we've got Kiwi Corner. Love that. Plus, there's a pick and preview for all the games tomorrow, brought to you by playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Go there for all your sweet NBA betting needs. And we'll close out with a brand new Diary of Stephen Adams today. Love it, love it, love it. Fun show. Let's get into it. This is episode 458 of NBA Australia. Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better. Oh, you better watch out for the Giannis Tanta Tenta Tona Comina Cockatoo Tonkata Compata Po pronunciation if you're old Basil Zembalis over there in WA. Jesus. It's that one at the start. Ah, fun times. Anyway, we're going to start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Australia. The Daily Whip Around. Look. Good news, right off the top. Good news, everybody. Good news. Pretty stoked on this. No NBA players have tested positive once more for the Rona. Out of 342 players tested since August 5. Unreal. Other news, a couple of coaches got extensions today. The Celtics announced that they signed Brad Stevens to a contract extension. Didn't let anybody know what the terms of that were. And the Pacers, which is a bit of an interesting one after... There was a bit of murmuring that he was on the hot seat. Nate McMillan got the signed drawing of him up on the wall here in Larry Armour Studios. He got a one-year extension, basically getting rid of lame duck status for him for next year, which is nice. Good on you, Nate. Seattle Supersonics legend, Nate McMillan. Other news, Giannis Antetokounmpo Thomas Tokopo Bipo Cockatoo Cockatoo Cockapo was suspended. That's right. That's why Basil fucking mangled his name at the top of this show. He was suspended for headbutting Mo Wagner. But that's fine, really. One game, because we all want to headbutt Mo Wagner, really. So, no harm, no foul. We'll talk about this later again, too. Rusty Westbrook was out of today's game for the Houston Rockets. A right quad strain. He got an MRI on it. And the Rockets are just like, oh, we hope he's going to be right for the playoffs, which is pretty interesting, considering that we do have some locked in locked in playoff matchups, and Rusty would have been going up against his old team. Interesting. Joel Embiid came back from his ankle tweak today and then hurt his wrist. Ah, Joel. Can you fucking stay healthy for like more than 3 games in a row? Or in this case, more than 15 minutes in a row? Jesus. Dennis Schroeder and Jermaine Rondo is back in the bubble as well after having his second kid. Well, his missus had his second kid. He didn't, obviously. Unless there's something he's not telling us. So that's cool. Very handy boost for the Thunder, just in time for the playoffs. And speaking of boosts in time for the playoffs, the bubble is going to get some visitors. That's right, the NBA announced that the players are going to be allowed to bring in family members and established long-standing personal friends. Fuck buddies. Into the bubble, which is nice. They also get to bring a person into games. And yeah, well, one person and then also a person under 32 inches high. So a kid or two. Nice. It's pretty interesting as well. Here, I think Woj tweeted out who's not actually allowed in. Any individual the player has not previously met in person or with whom the player has had limited in-person interactions. For example, known by the player only through social media or an intermediary. That's the sound of so many Orlando pimps slapping their heads and the fucking cancelling buttons of so many Instagram thoughts. Tough scene. Tough scene for the Instagram influencer model slash actresses out there. Tough day. That's all. Prayer hands up. Anyway, but that's going to be fun. Exciting to see how that all goes. Yeah. The NBA also announced today that on top of the all seeding games team and the player of the seeding games, aka the bubble, all bubble team and the NBA bubble MVP, they're going to have a coach of the seeding games award. Just call it a bubble, you fucking cowards. Also, this is so fucking dumb. I said it on yesterday's show. Just why isn't this just part of the regular season, you fucking numbskulls? Oh, but it's different. Well, it's not really. I mean, the Grizzlies were in the playoffs, now they're not. So, you know, it's a bit different if you ask me. Weird. Anyway, so that's kind of nice. But the big news, obviously, the big news after today's round of games, we officially have 5 more playoff matchups set. That's right, we had 1-8 and 2-7 in the East set, and now we've basically got everything else. Pretty fun. In the East, we've got 3 versus 6. That's Boston, Philly. It's pretty interesting. Probably the best matchup for Philly, to be honest, if you ask me. We'll talk about that in the coming days. 4 versus 5 is pretty much with Philly losing. That's locked in as well. Miami versus Indy. I don't believe we actually have the seeding for that completely sorted out yet, but it doesn't fucking matter. They're still playing each other, and it doesn't really change anything. But, you know, it changes, like, who gets the fans on the boards and stuff, so. And their local advertisers, apparently. But it's interesting, Miami versus Heat. I mean, Miami Heat versus Pacers. There you go. Miami Indy. They've gone hammer and tongs over the years, but at the same time, Indy have never beaten them. So it's not much of a rivalry, one of those ones. Still, shining elevator hallway scene levels of bloodbath, that'll be, I reckon. For the West, we have the 2-7 locked in. That's Clippers-Dallas. Clippers lock in the highest seed in franchise history. And we've got the Altitude Series, 3 versus 6, that's Nuggets, Utah, nice. And 4 versus 5 again, no actual seeds locked away yet, but it's going to be Houston versus OKC, which means Rusty versus his old team, CP3 versus his old team, Harden going up against his old mucker, CP3, his old State Farm buddy. It's going to be fun as shit. Apparently they also share a hotel. who's shit in the pool? Was it you, Harden? Of course it was Fast Jimmy Harden. There's a guy shit in a pool before. Tell you what. Anyway, so look, some fun matchups there. What do you reckon? Boston, Philly's going to be unreal. Miami, Indy is just fucking... It's like the epitome of like a flex emoji. Clippers, Dallas is going to be great fun just to see what the Extreme Zinger Meal...
Extreme Zinger Meal.
...and Luka Doncic can do up against Paul George and Kawhi. Nuggets, Utah is going to be interesting because Gobert and Jokic fucking hate each other. Houston OKC, it's got like all of this shit written about it already. It's great. Hello, police. Chris Paul's trying to kill me. It's going to be a lot of that. Love this shit. All right, let's quickly fly through some game reps from today's games. Had a couple of laughers. Couple of good ones, though. Game wraps. Indy beat the Houston Rockets 108-104. Crazy game. No Rusty out with the quad. No TJ Warren as well. Bubble MJ for the Indiana Pacers is out with plantar fasciitis. Apparently, he'll be good for the playoffs, though, according to Nate McMillan. But Indy had the game in hand here. They're up 14 with about 5 minutes left. Then Harden just went on an insane run pretty much by himself. Scored all but three of the rest of the Rockets' points and nearly got them the win. But a couple of handy free throws late from Juzzy Holiday. Indy hold on. Indy scored 4 points in the last 5 minutes. James Harden scored 11 in that same span. And this is one of those things when Victor Oladipo is in fucking Struggletown. They should rename Orlando Struggletown just for Victor. Indy really fucking struggled to score. You know, you got no TJ Warren. This is what happens. Brutal. Anyway, the Rockets pretty much shot themselves in the foot. They shot 37% in this one and had 20 turnovers. Yeah, that'll do it. Harden was amazing, though. 45 points, 17 rebounds, 9 assists, and 6 turnovers. Jesus. 13 to 21 shooting, amazing stuff. 7 to 14 from 3, just insane. 13 points for Eric Gordon and his Moonhead. 5 of 15 shooting, 1 of 9 from deep. 14 points and 5 of 12 shooting for El Jefe Green. Do you see the emerging trend? It's a lot of bad shooting. Thrift Shop, McLemore himself went 2 of 9, including 2 of 8 from 3. PJ Tucker went 1 of 6. Yeah, rough scenes. For the Pacers, Victor Oladipo was really pushing hard. He went 7 of 26 today. 7 of 26. Kobe! Including 2 of 12 from downtown. Ends up with 16 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. And I'm actually okay with this. Like, Victor's he's pushing, and he's trying to get himself back up to speed. And I'm fine. Like, get him up now in a game that you're fucking winning pretty handily over Houston. You got one more game before the playoffs, so get him up, Victor. Get him up. 18 and 12 for Miles Turner as well, the Invisible Man. 16 for Juzzy Holiday. We'll talk about his brother later. Dougie McBuckets was cooking too. 6 of 7 shooting for 16 points. And Edmund Bernie Sumner had 17 points as well. Houston at 44 and 27, as mentioned, locked into the 4-5 spot in the West. And Indy, same thing. 44-28, locked into the 4-5 spot in the East. Toronto and Philly, look. You know, second-round combatants in last year's NBA playoffs. 125, trying to win this 121. Even the Toronto coach was a backup today. Adrian Griffin took over from Nick Nurse. And it was a crazy game. Toronto win off a Stanley Spud Johnson game winner, which is not a sentence I really expected to ever have to utter. But here we are. Rahul Neto got a go-ahead bucket as well that actually necessitated, basically, the Stanley Spud Johnson game winner. And then Rahul couldn't get the inbounds and the game was over for Philly. Spud Johnson, he hits the shot. There's still a couple of seconds left and Philly just couldn't even inbound the ball. So a couple of free throws later, game over. Wild scenes. None of the Sixers or Raptors starters really played in the fourth quarter at all. But, you know, that makes sense. Tobias Harris had 22, 6, and 5 in 25 minutes. Not bad. Embiid, before he left with his wrist, played 14 minutes. Horford only played 18. He had 9, 4, and 5 in that. Joshy Richardson had 10 and 5 in 24 minutes. So that meant a lot of fucking Furkan Korkmaz. He had 21. Matty, who else was out there? Norvell Powell. Yeah. Rahul. It's pretty crazy. Lots of weird shit going on for the Sixers. Matty Tybal. Love that. Talk about him in the Australian Player Watch. But yeah, Sixers come up short. Raptors, no starter of theirs, played more than 29 minutes, and that was Pascal Siakam. They all took it easy. Lowry had 19 and 3. Siakam had 15, 9 and 4. 17 points for Norm, pal. And Chris Bobby Boucher just can't fucking miss at the moment. 4 of 6 from 3 for his 19 points. And Matt Thomas from the Mavises, 2 of 5 from downtown. Not that great this time, but look, huge crazy win. Stanley Johnson played like 7 minutes and hit the game winner. Fucking wild. Great block by Norvell Powell, though, as well, on the first attempt. Just unfortunate that it fell back into Spud Johnson's hands. He put it back up and got the game winner. Anyway, Philly locked into the sixth spot, 42 and 30. Toronto, 52 and 19. I think it's going to be their franchise best record ever, too. Anyway, good stuff. Another rip snorter. OKC, another game winner. So 116. OKC win it over Miami, 115. Ripper of a game, even though both teams rested their starters for most of the second half. There was a big collision. Dort. Lugens Dort. And Jay Crowder ran into each other. Both got hurt. Dort. I don't know how bad that one is. It looked pretty rough. Crowder's x-rays came up negative, so that's all right. The crazy part is OKC went on a fucking huge run in the fourth quarter and won this. The Heat were up 18 heading into the fourth. There was a point where I think OKC went on a 20-4 run to get right back in it. Then just couldn't miss. You had Abdul Nader, Moose Muscala knocking in threes. Moose hitting the game winner with 5 seconds left after hitting one to tie it all up with 35 seconds left. It was absolutely insane. OKC score 34-15 in the last quarter and get the one-point win thanks to Moose Muscala. He only hit 2 shots for the game there in the last 35 seconds. Clutch as fuck. Love it. Robbo. Duncan Robinson had 19 points for the Heaters. Gore on the Flog. Dragic at 16-6. There goes my hero. It was amazing. 30 points. We'll talk about him later. Butts. He and Bam both only played 16 minutes. 7-5 for Butts. 6-2-4 for Bam. Good job resting up Miami, though. They don't give a shit. They're playing Indy. For the Thunders. Gallo, he had 14 points, 4 of 12 shooting in his 24 minutes for CP3 at 12 points. Tried to fight Duncan Robinson and Jimmy Butler. Pretty good stuff. But the really cool thing for the Thunder, I thought it was Darius Bazley. He had 21 points, 8 of 14 shooting, 5 of 8 from deep, and looks the goods. Yeah, talk about that later. 6 points for Moose, as mentioned, all in the last 35 seconds. Nader had 13, 3 of 6 from downtown. And Robinson, Andre Robinson back, and actually looked pretty good in this one too. Hit a couple of threes. Miami 44-28, locked in the 4-5. And same with OKC, 44-27. And then the final game today, Clippers-Denver. Fun-ass game, even though it was kind of played at like a not crazy intense level. Kawhi was like limping around, looking shit in the first half. The Nuggets rested their dudes in the second half. But it was still a back and forth tussle. There you go. Clips just sort of kept their noses in front the entire second half. Lou Will got going. Kawhi woke up after his worst first half of the year, I think. Limped off, came back. Everyone realized he's a machine and he kicked some ass. Nuggets, Joker had 17 points, 7 rebounds, 13 assists. He was on fire in the first half too, 15-6. Jam and Jamal Murray had in 25 minutes of his playing time, he had 10-6. Jeremy Grant dropped 25. MPJ, all QAnon himself, Michael Porter Jr., 11 points. Bol Bol was unreal in the first half. Ends up with 7 points, 1 rebound. Don't know how you only get 1 rebound, even if you only play like 8 minutes, but especially when you're 7'20". Anyway, the Clippers, Kawhi. 9 of 16 in the end. He started off very slow, but came good in the second half. Tell you what, 26 points. Paul George had 27 points, went 4 of 9 from downtown. Zoobs, Avicii Zubac, had a 15-12 night. And Lou Will dropped 23, got going, as mentioned. Shot 8 of 13, and there's like a crazy stat where they've not lost when Kawhi, Paul George, and Lou Will have all scored over 20. The Nuggets are 46-26, locked into the 3-spot. Clips, as mentioned earlier, lock away the highest ever seed in franchise history, which is fucking crazy to think about. 48-23, good on yous. But what's the state of play in the bottom of the West, considering none of the teams played today? Portland, Grizzlies, Suns, Spurs, nothing's changed. Portland are in the 8th spot, 34-39. Grizzlies and Suns tied on 33-39. Spurs in 11th, 32-38 by 0.0012%. So, tough scenes. All right, let's do an NBA Australia Proof performance of the day, though.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Stanley Spud Johnson, Mike Muscala, Moose and Spud, game winners. Unreal. Loved it. They definitely get approved performances of the night because, dude, big balls right there on the line. Darius Bazley, though, was absolutely fucking instrumental in getting the Thunders even back into this game. Same with Abdul Nader, but Bazley was incredible. 8 of 14 shooting, 5 of 8 from downtown, 21 points. He's finished his internship probably at Rock Nation or where the fuck it was. But also, look, we've got to give this James Harden. Sometimes you're just like, dude, are you fucking... It's like Dame Lillard when he's on one, Steph Curry when he's on one, Klay Thompson when he's on one. Harden isn't quite at those levels, but when he does get on one, it is pretty fucking jaw-dropping because he just fucking seems like he can do anything, shoot it from anywhere, get fouled whenever he goes to the hoop and away he goes. So he went 7 of 14 from downtown, as mentioned. It was incredible. He's now 5th in NBA history with 40-point games. He's got 45 points in this one, 17 rebounds, and 9 assists. He was absolutely crazy. It is just fucking terrifying if you're like either betting against the Rockets, say, or on the opposition team when he just goes, nah, fuck it, I reckon we can win this. As mentioned, like, he's got 11 points in the last 5 minutes. Indy had 4. So, great stuff. But there you go. We'll give it a four-way approved performance of the night today. Stanley Johnson, Spud Johnson with his game winner, Mike Moose Muscala with his game winners. They were incredible, those series as well, for Moose. Harden and Darius Bazley. Darius Rucker Bazley. Love him. What about Old Mate No Mates, though?
Old Mate No Mates.
Who's got no mates today? Well, Chris Paul in the state of Florida. Duncan Robinson hates him, wants to fight him. Jimmy Butler wants to fight him. CP3 was not happy with Duncan Robinson bailing over in the corner at one point. Then he ends up fucking basically hurting his hand, chirping at Duncan Robinson the entire time, then locks him down, steals the ball, throws it off the back of his head, and then Jimmy Butler goes straight after Chris, and there's a bit of a scuffle. And anyway, he goes right after him, draws a charge on him next time round. After the game, says, "We don't do that here. You mess with one of my guys, especially one of my shooters, then you got to deal with me." You got to shoulder Chris Paul in retaliation and then checked him full court, which is pretty fun. Love that sort of stuff, but I don't know. Jimmy Butler and Chris Paul. It's the fight where, like, no one wins. We're all just like, ah, cool, guys. Please. It'd be great to see you beat the shit out of each other, I reckon. Spot of the night.
Spud of the night.
Austin Rivers, back to back, baby. Called it. Drops 41. Aaron was like, man, Austin Rivers is a bucket. Now he's going back to back spuds of the night. Love it. 1-9 today. 31 minutes, goes 1-9, 1-5 from three. So ends up with 3 points, 3 assists, and 3 turnovers. He had 9 rebounds, but was somehow a minus 18. Good stuff, Austin Rivers, the most punchable man in the NBA. He did, however, get out-spudded by Azza Holiday on the Pacers. 25 minutes, goes 1 of 11. 0 of 3 from downtown, 2 assists, 2 turnovers. Azza, mate, the weird thing about the Pacers is that none of their Holidays and none of their TJs seem to have, like, the same... a good game at the same time. It's like there can only be one. There can be only one. It's the Highlander shit, man. There can only be one Holiday. There can only be one TJ. Yeah, tough scenes there in Indy. Pantsing of the night. Shake Milton got fucking pants like he was fucking pants by the principal. He got nutmegged by Kyle Lowry on an inbound pass. Straight to Pascal Siakam. Very much. You're up there. You're giving, like, I don't know, some sort of fucking debate, and the teachers just dacked you in front of all the class. That was the Shake Milton panting. The Sixers letting Stanley Johnson beat them is also pretty funny, and same as for the Heat getting moosed. I mean, Jesus. Also panting. I mean, Duncan Robinson just getting fucking the ball piffed at his head by Chris Paul was pretty panty. Love that. So there you go. Lots of pantings. Good stuff. Finally, better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Just imagine if he was average. It'd be fine, right? No game today for Lonzo. Obviously still shithouse, though. Darius Bazley, I mentioned this, 21 points, 8 of 14 shooting, 5 of 8 from downtown, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and a block. He was awesome. I mentioned that. He might be legit. Just a crazy little bit of a, bubbling, roiling, terrifying monster that they've got there in OKC. With Shai Redick, Gilgeous Alexander, maybe Darius Bazley, CP3, Danilo Gallinari, etc. But also, there goes my hero, Tyler Hero. Career high, 30 points, goes 9 of 16 from the floor, 3 of 6 from downtown, hits all 9 of his free throws. Grabbed 6 boards, 2 assists, a steal, a block, and a turnover. Unbelievable scenes for Tyler Hero. Also, great news about him being able to basically, you know, get his end in with a smoking hot babe of his that used to be like Kuzma's ex or whatever. So, all round, a massive win for Tyler Hero today. Good job. And obviously, better than Lonzo Ball. All right, let's do some yeah-nahs right after this.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, time for some yeah-nahs, and the NBA Australia yeah-nahs brought to you by thedailyliquor.com. If you're in Melbourne, you're on a lockdown, whatever, man, the easiest way to get some booze, go to thedailyliquor.com, smash in the offer code STRAYA, all caps, and they'll give you a free six-pack on whatever you get. Fucking great, and deliver it too. Love that shit. I love the sample, love the DOS Blockos, the DOS XPA. Nailed a couple of those last night. Jesus. Love that shit. So there you go. Go to thedailyliquor.com, get some booze, enter the code STRAYA, all caps, chucking a free six-pack. I'm giving you free beers! I say this every day. I've already been out with the squid. We've already gotten our hour outside together. I literally can't do anything else for the rest of the day. So I'm giving you free beers. Get around that. Dailyliquor.com. Use the off code STRAYA, all caps. All right, let's do some yeah-nahs. Let's take a bunch of NBA storylines. Decide whether more yeah or more nah. Number one, will Kyle Lowry get his tech for yelling, "And one!" Rescinded. Yeah, nah, he fucking better. Yeah. This was one, like, you know me, I hate it when the fucking refs are really thin-skinned and call bullshit techs at the best of times. And this was one of the most fucking weak source ones you'll ever see. Can you imagine Carlos Boozer if they called a fucking tech every time he screamed "and one"? He wouldn't have played after 2008. He would have been suspended the entire time. I mean, that gets me to, should the refs chill the fuck out in the bubble? Yeah, nah, fuck yes. There's no crowd noise there to hide anything. You gotta be better, refs. You gotta be less thin-skinned at this point. Like, it's kind of lucky that the Raptors got away with a win over, like, not that it matters, but if they had lost that to the Sixers because fucking Kyle Lowry, like, lost by a point as well, because Kyle Lowry got a tech for yelling "and one." Oh, but he yelled it too loudly and too aggressively. Fuck off, nerd. If you can't cop that, don't be an NBA ref, you know? Anyway, next one. With the Coach of the Bubble Award, it's Monty Williams, right? Yeah, nah, yeah, fuck yeah. We'll talk about that in a second in the unpopular opinion of the day. Next one. Are the Celtics the best possible matchup for these belabored Philadelphia 76ers? Yeah, nah, yeah. I mean, for the Sixers, shit, yeah. I think that the Pacers and Heat would fucking tear them apart at this point. The Heat especially, with Jimmy Butler going up against his old team. But at least when it comes to Boston, you know that they've only really got Danny Tice, who's been pretty good. He's been very good in the bubble, actually. Enes the Penis Kanter and Time Lord Bob Williams. And if Embiid can really get going and be the best player in that entire series, and their wing dudes can at least match up a little bit better on the Celtics than some of the Miami dudes, I mean, maybe the Sixers have a bit more of a chance. Maybe. You've got Horford, you've got Embiid. Maybe you can just outsize them. I don't know, though. I think the Celtics will still kick the shit out of them. But speaking of which, were we robbed of a Bucks Sixers playoff reunion? Yeah, nah. I mean, we were, but nah. I mean, without Ben Simmons, it would have been a bit of a fizzer. You're like, Embiid and Bucks love each other anyway. You need, like, Simo and Tobias Harris and Bucks staring at each other going, "Fuck you, no, fuck you." Would have been that. Finally, are the NBA's guidelines for inverted commas guess 100% so Donovan Mitchell isn't slamming Insta models? Yeah, nah. I mean, Donny Mitchell's got his porn on, you know, on lockdown, so that's all right. But also might be so Paul George doesn't end up with another wife. Or Dwight ends up with another fucking kids, you know, bunch of kids from Orlando area strippers. But I kind of think James Harden's safe, right? He's probably got deep personal relationships with every stripper in Florida. And I do like the idea of, like, maybe the NBA, like, they've got a screening process. Like, James, what's her last name? Coming to the stage? Destiny, coming to the stage. I do want Jimmy Goldstein in there, though. That'd be great. What about Luca's mum? Come on, Luca. Do us all a favor. The big question, though, is whether Drake will get invited in. Like, how many times do you reckon he's, like, messaged Kawhi and Kawhi's, like, just left it on, like, red? Red. And Drake's just, like, getting increasingly, like, desperate. Oh, he's going to have to turn to, like, Siakam or something. Amazing. But anyway, the guidelines are incredible. I absolutely love them. It's like, we don't want you fucking any random sluts. It's like, all right, thanks, NBA. You've got to at least know their names and have met them more than once. Unreal. Unpopular opinion of the day. I love this.
Look at me.
Unpopular opinion of the day. I mean, Giannis should have been suspended for more than one game. I mean, he headbutted a guy. But at the same time, I'm also kind of cool with it. So, yeah. The unpopular opinion of the day is also, who are your penciled in all bubble coaches award winners? I've got Monty Williams, number one. 7-0 Phoenix Suns. Unbelievable. Mike Malone, I want to say maybe second, or Jacques Vaughn. There's my top three. In last place, Elvin Gentry. Because they're fucking shit. But Mike Malone's done a great job, I think, with Denver. And Jacques Vaughn, I mean, it's the Nets juggernaut. They're 5-2, mate. On you, Jacques. Don't reckon you're any more than a shit coach, but hey. And finally, Outback Takehouse for today. Let's do it. It's Thursday at Outback, and you know what that means? Oh, here we fucking go. That's right, Bloomin' Onion Thursdays. Get 2-for-1 with every flame grilled take at Outback Takehouse. That's right. All these fat fuck Americans just want to deep fry fucking everything. I don't know what the fuck a Bloomin' Onion is. The only way we eat onions in Aussie is actually chucking them on the fucking barbie, burn them up to a crisp, throw them on a fucking snag. Not deep fry it, you fat fucks. Anyway, here's today's Bloomin' Onion of takes. This flame grilled take is, the NBA suspended Giannis to help Memphis. But the NBA also suspended Giannis because the Bucks were just going to arrest him anyway. And also the NBA suspended Giannis because the Bucks weren't going to arrest him. Because the NBA wants Dame in the playoffs now that Zion isn't there. And Portland can beat Memphis without Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. in the play-in way more easily than the juggernaut, Phoenix Suns, who might never lose a game again. So, every fried little aspect of this Bloomin' Onion is a flame grilled take. Just figure out which one you want and away we go. And a bonus flame grilled take is the NBA banning Instagram hotties for trying to get that Orlando bubble D is a big mistake. You got to think long term, NBA. Just think of how fucking loaded the NBA draft in 18 years' time could have been. Only at Outback. Spot the lie. Spot the lie. But yeah, the idea of the NBA suspending Giannis to help Memphis so that the Suns miss out because they want Dame to smoke Memphis and make sure they have them versus the Lakers in the first round is like a very convoluted circle of flame grilled takes. It is the Bloomin' Onion of flame grilled takes. I love it. All right, let's do some Australian Player Watch right after, let's say, this one.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, Australian Player Watch. Jeez, my voice is going. I tell you what, it's probably from yelling at the squid all morning. Just out for our walk. It's at the top of Princess Park, going to see the ducks. It's like, oi, don't fucking jump in there after the ducks. What are you doing? Jesus. I don't know how many times I had to save him from fucking jumping in after him. But anyway, here we are. We only had one Aussie in action today. Aussie Matty T. Matisse Thybulle. Off the bench against the Raptors for the Sixers today. 30 minutes, though. 10 points. Absolutely bloody crashed it, did the Matty T. Looked good too. Looked terrifying at times with some of his defense. Jesus. I could watch him like just play nonstop. He's just one of my most fun players to watch play NBA basketball at the moment. In terms of actual, like, what, 10 points, did okay. You'll take that. He did shoot very well. 4 of 7, including 2 of 4 from deep. We want to see more of that from Matty T. 3 rebounds and assist and 2 steals. Good job, Matisse Thybulle. But also, what do we do? Because it's Thursday. So the rest of our Aussie blokes, obviously Big Simo, out of the bubble now with his knee subluxation. And Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, still not with the Sixers yet, tending to his lovely wife, Katie. And yeah, no Yaz, Spurs, or Suns games today. So no other Aussies. So what are we going to do? It's Thursday, so we may as well go over to Kiwi Corner. Yeah, what did, I'll tell you what, old mate fucking Steven Adams is just out there crushing it in the bubble. He's having himself a whale of a time. I mean, we've got some sad news out of NZ with the re-emergence of the old COVID, which fucking sucks. But meanwhile, Steven Adams, bro, is doing fucking great. So his last couple of games. So since we last checked in with the big Kiwi, which was literally this time last week because he came down hard. You remember that in the Lakers game when he's basically got folded in half by JaVale and has been resting since. But came back today. He played 20 minutes against the Heat. Went 4-7 from the floor for his 8 points and had 8 rebounds as well and a steal. Missed both his free throws, but still. Good on you, Steven Adams. All right, let's go check out the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in, shall we? Where's Patty Mills? Let's do it. Come on, Patty. Patty with the good hair. He's been on the old Twitter machine of late. And it's great. So Mark Jones from ESPN retweeted the NBA's video saying, Patty Mills, I just watched this video essay you authored on discrimination in your native Australia. We're grateful to have you fighting for racial justice globally. You're an inspiring and amazing citizen of the world, brother. Fist emoji, heart emoji, prayer hands emoji, hashtag Black Lives Matter, fist emoji. Fucking great. Mark Jones is a really, 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 really good presenter as well from ESPN. And that's a great retweet from Patty Mills. And the video itself from the NBA is legendary. So go watch it. It's fucking great. Patty, close to your hearts. You're a true fucking legend. I love that. So go watch it. Go just check it out on Patty Mills' Twitter. All right, let's do some game previews. Oh, thanks, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, Jimmy. It sounds like you're turning into me with your voice.
Yeah, it's a bit fucked, I don't know. Just full-time dadding, full-time basketballing, trying to do some work on the side as well. Jesus. Too busy yelling at the dog. Yelling at the squid not to fight the ducks. Anyway, game previews and picks are brought to you by PlayUp Australia. Go to playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up, get around their NBA specials. Their specials are always really good. Their lines are always really good too for NBA, so check that out. We went 1-4 today. Look, it's all been a bit squirrely. I think I kind of mentioned this yesterday, that the last 3 days were going to be a bit squirrely, and that's exactly what happened today. So 1-4, and you know, the Clippers actually playing their starters down the stretch versus Denver. That sank it. OKC not quite covering, but still getting the win over Miami. That sank us. And Toronto not killing Philly because Philly actually played like Tobias Harris's surprisingly amount of time, etc. Didn't help either. So, you know, this is what happens. And luckily, I smartly did not put any money on any of those, those picks today. So for the year, we're at 545 hits on 964 picks. So pretty good. But we do have a lot of games tomorrow. We've got 7 games. I mean, the biggest slate of games for the rest of the year, once you think about it. It's pretty sad. Well, rest of the season, at least. We do have the Washington Wizards versus the Boston Celtics. The Celtics got nothing to play for. They'll play their, you know, all their scrubs. And I reckon Washington will go hammer and tongs and try to get one win out of this bubble. What do you reckon? They're 2.5-point underdogs, which is obviously very short. But I kind of like it. I reckon the Wiz could maybe swing a win there. Kings, Lakers. Lakers got nothing to play for either, but they will probably still be better than the Kings. But 4.5 points, I don't know. I reckon we'll see. Yeah, look, give me the Lakers. I think they're still going to iron out some shit with their offense. And there might be a smackdown coming, and the Kings might be on the answering end of it. So give me the Lakers, -4.5. Bucks, Grizzlies. Memphis need to win this to stay alive. Bucks have got nothing to play for. They'll be without Giannis. I kind of think the Grizzlies, +2.5, I'll kind of take that. I reckon we could see a little bit of a resurgence here from Memphis. Throw a spanner in the works and NBA would be like, yeah, we need Dame to get in there, so we need them just to beat the Grizz and away we go. Yeah. Speaking of which, the Suns then host Dallas. The Suns are 5.5-point favorites over Dallas. I can't see the Mavs playing their main dudes much. So I'll take Phoenix. They need to win out. They want to win out. -5.5. I like that a lot. Spurs, Yaz. Spurs obviously need to win. Utah already locked into their spot. I reckon we'll get a lot of Yazzing resting. So I'll take the Spurs -7.5. It's basically going to throw a fucking giant spanner into the works of the 8-seed play-in. And they should actually have a play-in for the play-in at this point. I yelled about it at the start of this week. They should just bite the fucking bullet and just go into the play-in tournament and have 8, 9, 10, 11 all play. So, you know, 8 plays 11, 9 plays 10, winners play each other, and away we go. Just do it. Anyway, Spurs minus 7.5 over Utah. Portland to Brooklyn. I reckon Portland will smoke the Brooklyn Nets. And Portland, 8.5-point favorites. And I reckon that's an easy cover for Portland. I think they come out on fire and kick the shit out of my, you know, halfway beloved Nets. And the final one, the Pelicans Magic. There's one of the probably sadder matchups you'll see. Pelicans, 3.5-point underdogs. I'm going to take that. I reckon they'll somehow get Elvin Gentry a win in this one. So there you go. Remember, go to playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up, get around those specials. Washington plus 2.5. Lakers minus 4.5. Memphis plus 2.5. Phoenix minus 5.5. Spurs minus 7.5. Portland minus 8.5. Pels plus 3.5 versus Orlando. A lot of games, should be fun. All right, let's do it. That's it. Done for today. We will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. We'll be back with all the usual dumbassery. We really will be. Make sure you're following NBA Store on Twitter, face the IGs, and find us slamming Basil Zimbalist. We'll also get around NBAStore.com/shop. Go buy some merch, would ya? Go buy a t-shirt or a hoodie or a stubby holder. Help us out. Check us a rating review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, whatever app you use on an Android phone. Rate and review. It really does help. Don't be a bastard. Come on, mate. Just rate and review it. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They're running out of time is out now, and it's awesome. Also, massive thanks to Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinator, Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, 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 and Dozers. All the tunes you heard throughout the show. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp and Facey and Triple J and Earth, etc. Remember, they can't play shows at the moment, so help them. Goldmines have got an album coming out, so go pre-order that. It's fucking sick. The vinyl looks awesome. NBA Australia supports Australian bands, so should you. All right, we're going to close out with a brand new Diary of Stephen Adams today, and we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would ya? And later, ho. Oh, kia ora, Bruce. How's it going, eh? It's your old pal Stephen Adams here, bro. Time for a new diary entry, eh? So here goes. Oh, dear diary. It's me. Stephen Adams, bro. Oh, but you knew that, eh? Because you're my diary, bro. And you know all my deep, dark secrets, eh? Like how I keep my hair sumptuous, bro. Even with all this Orlando humidity, eh, bro? It's all about not washing it. But shush, don't tell anyone. Anyway, bro, we're still here in Orlando, bro. And now we're locked in for the playoffs. And I tell ya, it's a big load off my shoulders, bro. I got pretzeled last week, but I'm feeling good. And it's still choices down here, eh? I mean, it's a bit weird that I keep seeing my best friend Enos everywhere, but it's great as, eh? Just chilling and talking about mustaches and stuff, bro. I love it. I love hanging out with Enos. And all we're doing, bro, is just really chilling out by the pool, bro. Smashing a tin of Dr. Pepper. Talking shit across the fence to the other teams and stuff, eh? Which is great fun, eh? Until, oh, you know, little Chris, he comes stomping up and starts threatening everyone for talking to the enemy or something. It's like it's Big Home and NZ and they're orcs or something, bro. But yeah, he's mental, eh? Anyway. But it is nice that we're in the playoffs, bro, because it means little Chris won't have to echo his threat from the preseason, bro, when he was like, if we don't make the playoffs, bro, I'm going to stab Terrence Ferguson. And everyone's like, oh, fuck, that shit ass, eh? And I was like, oh, I prefer it if my friend Terrence didn't get stabbed, eh? So that's good. Anyway, still, bubble life is sweet as, eh? And it was really nice to hear from my mum Big Home and NZ, eh? She's like, oh, she wrote me a postcard. She's like, dear Stephen, all is well here in Wellington. The corona is back though, but none of us or your 240 brothers and sisters and cousins and stuff, bro, have it. So that's sweet as. Meanwhile, your cousin Rongo is back in jail, however, because he ram-raided a chemist because someone told him that the chemist jelly beans stopped you from getting corona, bro. So he ram-raided it and stole a bunch of the jelly beans, and now he's back in jail. Okay, lots of love, Mum. Aw, how sweet is that though, bro? Love hearing from my mum. Anyway, so yeah, life's pretty sweet, bro. Hanging out in the bubble, cooking some hungies. I've been sneakily cooking bubble hungies for all the fellas every night here too, just on the resort lawn. There's a lot of holes there now, so I've had to really have some words to the grounds crew and stuff, but they're all chill brews, so that's sweet as. I just give them some of the hungie too, which is delish, and they go, off you go, bro. That's sweet as. I also reckon these hungies are why we're in the playoffs, eh? Fucking playoff hungies. Yeah. Okay, so till next week, brew. Kia ora, brews. Cheer, cheer. Love, Stephen Adams, brew.